This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Thank you.
What's going on.
A congressional stalemate over illegal immigrant dreamers could lead to a government shutdown just days before Christmas. Is it worth it, is the question, with all the things going on in this country. Attorney and columnist Roel Reyes thinks so. He joins us tonight. Roel, thanks for coming on.
Hey there.
So that's the key question. I don't think anybody who's looked carefully at this thinks all the dreamers are bad. Or, by the way, anyone who's honest thinks that they're all physicians. They're people, and they're in a tough
right.
spot. I get it. But you've got over 60,000 Americans died last year of drug ODs. The
right.
country, the middle class, is shrinking, both in size and its life expectancy. Half the country, according to a recent study, can't come up with $400 on a day's notice. So there are a lot of problems in this country. Why would Democrats in Congress put illegal aliens at the very top, giving amnesty to a group of people at the very top of their list of priorities? I don't understand that.
Well, I'm not a Democratic strategist, but I think my understanding is that Democrats are looking at the mood of the country. For example, last month we saw a poll from Fox News that said 86% of Americans favor letting these dreamers stay here, compared to only 12% who favor deporting them. And then just today we had a poll from CBS News saying it was 84% of Americans want to let them stay, versus, and including 74% of Republicans who want to let them stay. So my sense is that Democrats say, well, this is what people want. I personally don't think that's worth shutting over the government for.
I mean, I think the numbers you just read are, you know, probably true, but they
it's
don't
Fox News poll, right?
Well, yeah, but they don't reflect the priority that people give to it. If you ask people, what are the top priorities in this country? What's wrong and what should we fix first? Giving amnesty to a bunch of people who are here illegally is not even in
right.
close to the top. So
right.
why would you shut down the government unless people who came here illegally get citizenship? Jump in front of everyone else around the world waiting in line to get citizenship. Mm. Give it to these people. Why would that be the top priority?
Right. Well, in fact, I don't think most Americans think it is a top priority. I guess I would say two things. Number one, remember, DACA is not amnesty because it's a temporary grant. It's not legal status. It's only temporary lawful presence.
Right.
That's
No. But it's amnesty. I mean, like, and it is the Democrats' top priority because they're shutting down the government, they say,
well,
if
anyway,
they don't
maybe,
get it.
Maybe, so, maybe we have a disagreement
if,
over
well,
that terminology
mean, I,
around
if
DACA.
If you're shutting down the government over it, I think it's probably
but to your larger point about is it worth it shutting down the government, I personally,
yeah.
I think no. And, but look at it this way. If I were a conservative, I would be very concerned if this did proceed to a government impasse for two reasons. Number one, Republicans control the White House, House of Representatives, and the Senate. So they are likely to be blamed, even if it is not
yeah,
their
I mean,
fault.
Whatever.
So
I don't
the
understand
will
the politics
blame,
or care about it. I just want to know what's good. Hold on. I want to know what's good for the country. So we all agree that the economy is becoming less labor intensive.
Mm.
And we're moving to, like, the next stage. It's a digital economy.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of dreamers are now adults. And yet the majority of them, according to government statistics, don't have high school degrees, even though they're adults. So why should I, as an American, thinking about our economy, the new economy, why should I be excited about giving permanent residency or citizenship to a bunch of people who don't have high school degrees? Why would I want that?
Well, I think it's because some of those statistics are correct. It's about 44%, I believe, of the Dreamers have a high school diploma. But then we have another 18% who are in college. We have 15% who have the college degree. And then we have some others who are aged out. So we have Dreamers who are at all different levels.
No, but those numbers are way below native numbers of native-born Americans. I mean, these are way less educated than your average American. Why is that good for us?
It's good for us, number one, like I said, because it's what the American people want, but most importantly, because it's the law. President Obama created through his executive action this deferred action program, which is, I understand, of course, very controversial to a lot of people. However, the Congress gave deferred action grantees, they gave them the work permit. So our Congress decided that it's okay, okay. for people with deferred action to work. I can understand why some people might say, why are they able to get jobs or compete with
us?
Yeah,
some people might say that. We're out of time, but I am saying that. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. So the answer to that lies with Congress. Congress could change the definition of deferred action.
All right.
So far,
I got to cut you off, Raul. Thank you, though, for joining us. Up next, a Minnesota mayor went off when some...
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. I can tell you, over the years, as you know, listening to the show from time to time, we revisit the JFK assassination. And certainly this year, when more and more documents are now being released, the trove of documents is still, there's still many yet hidden away. And what is being released is, there's lots of black ink. Lots of redaction on it. Nonetheless, it remains a controversy because I think at the root cause, as you've heard me say many times, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there's lots of conspiracy running around, and we can thank our government and those that have hidden the information for exacerbating the problem. One issue in particular that I have kept in mind over the years when I was reading, and I think it might have started with a National Enquirer article talking about the number of people who had investigated the JFK assassination and those journalists and people in the media who had gotten close and suspiciously died. But one name in particular stood out for me, and her name was Dorothy Kilgallen. Dorothy, you, for those of you who are contemporaries of ours, would remember her as a TV regular on What's My Line. And so her mysterious death has bothered me over the years repeatedly. So it's interesting now that we have with us Mark Shaw. Mark is a California attorney, a TV commentator, New York Times bestselling author, and investigator. And he joins us today to talk about the death of Dorothy Kilgallen. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, thanks so much, Bill.
Well, for those that Dorothy Kilgallen is just another name and it doesn't really mean a whole lot to them, remind them who Dorothy Kilgallen was.
Well, they'll just be like me because I didn't have any idea who she was, Bill. You know, I remember from What's My Line, you know, she was the star panelist on there. Remember they had the strange occupations of people and they came on the show and Dorothy and the other panelists tried to guess that occupation. 20 million people watched that show every Sunday night on CBS in the late 50s and 60s. So that's what I knew about Dorothy, and I wasn't even going to write this book until I interviewed some people who knew Melvin Belli, who was a famous San Francisco lawyer who represented Jack Ruby. And I knew Mr. Belli from practicing law with him in the 80s. When he died, I decided to write a biography of him. And while I was doing that, I learned of his representation of Jack Ruby. I was suspicious of some of the things that he did there. But when I was talking to a friend of Belli's in San Diego, the man said, well, you know, he knew Dorothy Kilgallen. And I said, well, what? He was on What's My Line? He said, no, Mark, you don't know anything about her. Not only was she on What's My Line, but she had a newspaper column syndicated to 200 newspapers across the country. She covered many of the most famous trials of the 20th century, including Dr. Sam Shepard, which became The Fugitive. She had a radio show every day listened to by a million people in New York City, and she was just this amazing woman. And you know, when she died, Mel said to me, listen, you know what happened? They've killed Dorothy. Now they'll go after Jack Ruby. They've killed Dorothy. Now they'll go after Jack Ruby. Well, you know, you're a man of the truth and a curious man. You can't let those things go. And I did write another book after that about Joe Kennedy called The Poison Patriarch. But then I just had to look into more of the life and times and the death of Dorothy Kilgallen. And that has become The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, the book you're talking about.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing about the truth and the things that will wake us up at 3 o'clock in the morning that just keep haunting us. And everything, so much, I say everything, so much revolving around the JFK assassination remains a mystery. But Dorothy Kilgallen is that reporter who knew too much, your book, and what an incredible lady and story. So the thing that amazes me, Mark, is that people knew that when Dorothy died under suspicious means, it was amazing how it just kind of went away.
Yeah, there was never any investigation. And people who read the book, it's become a bestseller. It's touched the emotions of people because they feel the same way that you do, that there were these suspicious circumstances, a staged death scene, and some real question marks about what happened to Dorothy. What we know is, Bill, that I believe it's the most compelling JFK assassination investigation in history. And why do I say that? Because people like me or any of the other people who have ever written about the JFK assassination, we weren't there. Mm-hmm. Well, Dorothy was. We have on the DorothyKilgallenStory.org, we have a videotape of her at a news conference of the Jack Ruby trial. She's the only reporter who ever interviewed Jack Ruby. She did it twice there. She exposed his Warren Commission testimony before its release date, and people can look at all the columns she wrote. Even 7 days after JFK died, she was shouting that the Oswald alone theory made no sense. So she's such a credible source for what happened, and that's why I've been so pleased to bring her back to life in many ways, because she's been forgotten for so many years.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the past, and in my interviews with other experts, the name Carlos Marcello keeps cycling back in New Orleans, of course. And, of course, some of this came out in the movie that was quite celebrated and brought to question many things. And, of course, as valid as anything, because as we're saying, you know, in the absence of fact, you know, then, you know, the truth is compromised. And then we get into the realm of opinion. But nonetheless, interestingly, I find that Carlos Marcello, that name keeps coming back.
Well, and the reason it does, you know, the book is set up as a true crime murder mystery, because when Dorothy was the lone reporter shouting, you know, about the Oswald alone theory being crazy and everything else, she made some real enemies. Hoover, of course, hated her, and you know, she was writing a book for Random House about the JFK assassination at the time, and Dorothy was a real woman of integrity, a woman who searched for the truth, a woman who didn't make her conclusions and then make the facts fit to those. Instead, she found her facts and then made the conclusions from there. And what she found out from Ruby is interesting, and it's in the book. You know, whatever he told her, she didn't end up staying in Dallas and looking into LBJ being involved in the assassination. She didn't go to Washington, D.C. with the CIA or whatever. She went to New Orleans, and that's where Carlos Marcello was. He was the mafia don who Bobby Kennedy had stalked after they got in the White House, and he deported Marcello, and then he charged him with racketeering. Dorothy believed he had the greatest motive to have eliminated JFK so that Bobby Kennedy would be powerless. Mm-hmm. So she made one trip to New Orleans, and then she was about to make another, and as people will see in the interviews on that website I mentioned, the DorothyKilgallenStory.org, Bill, two of her closest friends, hairdressers, said Dorothy told them, look, if the wrong people knew what I know about the JFK assassination, it would cost me my life. I'm afraid for my life and my family. She bought a gun. Mm-hmm. She knew she was a target, and I think she knew she was a target because she was so close to the truth.
Did she tell anybody and reveal any of her findings whatsoever to give us some more indication in terms of what you know, what her investigation was leading to.
Well, what people can do, again, and I really, with, again, like you, I want the truth out there, so I look for primary sources, and on that website you'll see interviews with these hairdressers and people that knew Dorothy, including Joe Tannehill, the co-counsel for Jack Ruby. And what we can do is learn from them, because they were right there and knew Dorothy, and also people can see this stream of columns in the book, but also on that website, and it really tells you what she was finding out, that Oswald alone made no sense to her. She was focusing on Jack Ruby, and I believe she had connected Ruby, Oswald, and Marcello, and that's what would have been in the book, and they couldn't let her write that book.
Mark Shaw is our guest. More from Mark after the break. Stay with us, America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Mark Shaw, California attorney, TV commentator, New York Times bestselling author, and investigator, as we're talking about the reporter who knew too much, Dorothy Kilgallen. Mark, as you say, plenty of information there on the website that really gives you some indication and points arrows to the truth regarding the JFK assassination and what Dorothy Kilgallen was uncovering, and she knew that what she was uncovering was so revealing that she probably had already gotten some threats along the way, don't you think?
Yeah, I think she did, but you know, she the New York Post called her the most powerful female voice in America. You have to think how big she was at the time, because people got their information from the newspaper, mm-hmm. and not the internet, not television at the time. So she was a gigantic figure, media icon at the time, and I think she thought she was invincible. Yeah, she was scared. She knew there was a target on her back, and she'd gotten some inclinations that there were those enemies out there that were really worried about this book that she was going to write. Many people have said she was a true patriot, and I think she was. She put her life at risk. Many people have said to me, boy, I wish we had reporters like Dorothy Kilgallen today. Mm-hmm. But as you know, the death was very suspicious, found in a bedroom she never slept in, wearing clothes she never wore to bed, false eyelashes, makeup, and a hairpiece she never wore to bed. They found an empty bottle of Seconal by her bed, sleeping pills. And the medical examiner just jumped to the conclusion that she died of an overdose of barbiturates and alcohol, even though there was no evidence whatsoever she had any problems with those things.
I was going to ask you, was there anything in her life that would have given you indication that she had this kind of problem?
No, and you'll see Joe Tannehill, you'll listen to him say that he was, that's Ruby's co-counsel, was with her just a few weeks before she died. He was sharp. Her mind was sharp. She didn't drink. She didn't do anything. People can really see that in the last show, because that's the night before she died. They can go to the internet and they can see the last What's My Line show with Dorothy. And there she is. She's a spirited, kind of like a prosecutor. She liked to try to find out the occupations, and she guesses the occupation of a woman who sells dynamite. And she was the top of her profession and in her whole life. So, they just cut her down. The killers won, and she was kind of erased from the human race for 5 decades. I'm so pleased that I was able to bring her back, and people can learn about her and learn the respect they should have for a woman like this, a very inspiring woman.
Exactly, Mark. So amazing. Just to demonstrate the power that these forces who took her out had. Here she dies in Manhattan, and they autopsy her in Brooklyn. Even in death, her story's being manipulated.
Yeah, and again, in the book, you'll see primary sources who talk about the medical examiner's office being mafia-controlled at the time. You know, they reached their tentacles into New York City, and somehow or another, and I think the forensic evidence that I uncovered shows she was poisoned. Her drink, either at the hotel bar she was at before she went home or at her home, was spiked with barbiturates. In fact, the forensic evidence shows there were three really dangerous barbiturates in her system. And then the medical examiner just said she was she died of the drug overdose, and everybody for some reason just accepted that. I think they were scared. They felt if the people who killed JFK had killed Dorothy, they better keep their mouth shut.
And, of course, along with Dorothy Kilgallen, as I mentioned earlier, I referred to you that article that showed hundreds of people, Mark Shaw, who had gotten close to the JFK investigation, mysteriously died. And that's just out there in the ether, in the historical ether of our country, that is just hanging out there. Just lots of questions, no answers. And I guess there's only people like you and me that wake up in the middle of the night and think about these things.
Well, and it's all about power. It's all about power, and it's all about being threatened with the truth. And I think anyone who reads the book, and they can get it in the library or any of the bookstores, Amazon, wherever they want to, or borrow it, whatever they want to. But I hope they'll read Dorothy Kilgallen's account of the JFK assassination, and I think what they will figure out is, hey, wait a minute, this must have been the most compelling investigation in history, because they killed her. They couldn't let her write that book, and so you know, the proof is in the pudding there, to use a cliche. Dorothy was on to something, and she told people she was going to crack the case wide open. She probably talked too much about it, and that cost her life.
Did you find any connection, as I mentioned, these other people, these other reporters? I can't remember the exact number, but it was, I believe, a couple of hundred anyway. Did you happen to run across any correlation of these other reporters who have mysteriously passed, reporters who came, who obviously were coming close and maybe found the wrong road in their discovery, like Dorothy Kilgallen, and were, you know, met with death?
Well, many of them, I think most of them, frankly, were witnesses to whatever happened in Dallas. There aren't a lot of journalists or authors that have lost their lives. But no, I didn't. Dorothy kept things to herself. She had everything in a file. I've been able to uncover the Jack Ruby trial transcripts, and we see a photograph of Dorothy at that trial, and she's holding these papers in her hand, and that's what she did. She kept them in a file. You couldn't go down to Kinko's and make a copy at that time, so all there was the carbon. And unfortunately, that file disappeared when Dorothy died. I think it's still out there, and I'm going to keep trying to find it.
Mark, there's so much about Jack Ruby that still remains a mystery. What, if anything, were you able to draw out as you researched this death of Dorothy Kilgallen?
Well, there's a lot of theories about what happened, and I respect them all, but I think Dorothy figured it was a mob hit from start to finish. Joe Kennedy, kind of a witness who in the book who says that he basically forced JFK to appoint Bobby Kennedy attorney general. It was predictable that Bobby would go after those guys, the mafia, and especially Marcello. So then Marcello figures out, well, what can I do? If I kill Robert Kennedy, Jack Kennedy will come after us with everything the government has. But if I kill JFK, Bobby Kennedy will be powerless. And that's exactly what happened. But now you have a loose end, and that's Oswald. So you bring in Ruby, who's connected to Marcello in Dallas, and you have him shoot and kill Oswald. There's that loose end. You bring in then Melvin Belli, who's also affiliated with the mafia. He comes up with this ludicrous insanity defense for Ruby and won't let him testify, and so you button up that last loose end. So I think Ruby, Dorothy had figured all that out, and I think that's what she would have done with the hope that her book would have triggered a grand jury investigation. And the people who were threatened by that, the Hoovers and the Marcellos and the other people, they just couldn't let that happen.
But even, you know, to consider for a moment, here you've got the President of the United States surrounded by all, the FBI, CIA, these people that are, his guard watching him. How does the President of the United States get taken out by a mafia family?
Well, it's just hard to understand. You have to go back there. I assume you've been to Daily Plaza.
Yes,
and you look at that and you say to yourself, you know, was somebody just not thinking, or was this set up? Because, as you know, there's that little area where you just go around in kind of a little bit of a circle. I mean, it's a perfect setup for an assassination if there ever was one. So I think that you have to figure out, all right, how was that done? Well, Marcello had his hands in the Dallas Police Department. He had people who could have, you know, with the CIA, with the Secret Service, whatever. We don't know, but somebody set that up because, as you say, with all the protection you would think JFK would have had, they let him take that ride through Daley Plaza. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It was the perfect orchestration for an assassination, if you think about it, right,
absolutely.
Mark?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, absolutely incredible. Okay, Mark, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information and get their hands on your book. It'll be linked at our website, just so you know, at BillMartinezLive.com. The Reporter Who Knew Too Much website and how they can get their hands on this book. This is fascinating.
Well, they can find out about it at TheReporterWhoKnewTooMuch.com, but the best place is the DorothyKilgallenStory.org. That's where all the primary source evidence is that I think gives a credibility to the book. MarkShawBooks.com is my website. They can take a look. And the book is just out there everywhere. As I say, I'm so pleased it's become a bestseller. And we're so happy this week we've made a deal for it to be a television series based on Dorothy's life. So
that's awesome.
I'll keep fighting for Dorothy to get the justice she deserves. And I appreciate people like you giving me the chance to talk about it.
Well, Mark Shaw, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
We were gonna stray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's the season right now when our kids are checking the list, you know, who's naughty, who's nice, they're on their best behavior. And now more than ever, we may be sensitive about our kids. And who doesn't want respectful, well-behaved kids who make good choices? And how can you encourage healthy attitudes, positive behaviors, and long-lasting values in children of all ages? Well, if these are some of the questions that you have in mind, amongst others, then you want to cozy on up to the speakers here and listen to our next guest, who is going to teach us about how to make children mind without losing ours. Okay, Dr. Kevin Lehman joins us now. He is the author of this new book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, the internationally known psychologist, New York Times best-selling author, has a great offer for us parents, practical advice that you can take note of. Dr. Lehman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and some of my kids are doing terrific. It's just some of those others we're still trying to wrangle in for some reason. You know, what worked for one doesn't work for the other. What's going up? You know, what's all that about?
Well, I think there's a lot of grandparents shaking their head at their kids and wondering if, wait a minute, do these kids grow up in my home or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Because what they're doing seems a little askew. Well, one of the things I like to challenge parents with is this. Is Almighty God an authoritarian? Does he take Bill or Kevin and twist our earlobe and tell us we will acknowledge him? No, he's not an authoritarian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he a permissive? He says, just do whatever you want to do. Well, no, he's not that either.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, he is the supreme authority. And his holy word says, every knee shall bow. So, as a parent and as an educator for years, I've been trying to teach parents, there's only one way to rear a child. And they look at you like you got a screw loose. What do you mean, only one way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to be an authority over your children. God did not put you on this earth for you to be run over by a child that's shorter than a yardstick or by your smart mouth 17-year-old son or daughter. So there's the paradigm. There's the model. Be in healthy authority over your children without being an authoritarian. The problem is that Bill Martinez and Kevin Lehman probably grew up in authoritarian homes.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would say, hey, 8 o'clock, and he'd point.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant go to bed.
Yeah.
Now, if he didn't move, he'd come back with, you want to go to bed under your own power? Or you want to be ricocheted to bed?
Right.
But the point was, you're going to bed. Well,
that's
today's
right.
Parents, Bill, Brittany, sweetheart, it's 8 o'clock. Have you chosen to go to bed yet? I can't even say that with a straight face.
That's exactly. Yeah, everything is negotiable with today's kids, and this is all part of the problem. It's interesting, Kevin, that you should bring this up, because I have long appreciated spiritual authority, and one of my favorite books on that topic is from Watchman Nee, and I think it's something that we all need to revisit from time to time, and I think you've spoken about this in earlier books. It's kind of when you get pulled over by the police officer. We're not in a negotiation. It's just you're going to sign the ticket and be on your way, right?
Well, and I point out to people, there is a place for authoritarianism. You know, the U.S. military doesn't send a young person a note that says, hey, listen, if there's any way possible you could be in Afghanistan by March 1st, we'd sure appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
It's yes.
So today's parents, again, this book, Bill, has sold well over a million copies.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a major revision on the book because families have changed so much today. There's so many blended families, and again, parents just don't get it. They're afraid to exert any type of authority over their children. But throughout this book, there's a theme about let the reality of the situation become the teacher to the child. And let me give you an example.
Okay.
I mentioned that smart mouth 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
He says, as only a 17-year-old can say, hey, get off my case. Get out of my life. Chill, man. Give me space. Don't have a cow, man. Okay. Now, this is a kid your wife pushed 8.5 hours to give life to. Let me point that
out. Yes, right. Yeah, the 17-year-old genius. Yes, we all have one.
So after this little episode, an hour and a half later, same 17-year-old son. Hey, Dad. Yeah. Hey, can I take the car over to Jake's house? I want to shoot some hoops over there. Well, I'd love to help you, son, but right now I'm out of your life.
Hmm.
Now, that's what I call let the reality of the situation become the teacher to the child. And it shows kids, hey, you can't run over your parent and then expect them to snowplow the roads of life for you. That's not life.
Yeah.
And so this reality discipline I talk about, I'm a former dean of students at the University of Arizona, and now I'm building charter school schools across the country. We'll have six next year. And they're built on the premises of good old Ephesians 6, St. Paul.
Yeah.
And he says, children, obey your parents. It's the right thing to do because God has placed them in authority over you. So we don't take excuses. We don't accept excuses from parents, grandparents, or kids. Excuses make the weak weaker.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, this is a paradigm awakening, a reawakening. And I guess this is one of the reasons you needed to update the book and address, you know, these revisions in this new edition, right?
You know, I think, again, I go back to the fact, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a very authoritarian home.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people who are teachers in God's kingdom really teach from an authoritarian vantage point with mm-hmm. raising of children. Rearing of children is actually the proper term. But, mm-hmm. you know, this isn't rocket science. And yet, as a father of five, I'm here to tell you, you got to have a sense of humor. I mean, kids are kids.
Yes.
They're dumb as mud at times. And, you know, when the door slams in the house, here's a good example, I think. The door slams, okay? And what do most parents say to that kid who just slammed his bedroom door? Hey, don't you be slamming a door in this house, young lady.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, my advice to parents is add a little humor to it. Honey, excuse me, I'm not sure what that slam door meant. Does that mean you're sick of living in this four-bedroom home with premium Wi-Fi? Just checking.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, don't make a mountain out of a molehill, but be an authority. When a kid throws a temper tantrum in the mall, young parent, that kid is literally saying, I'm an authority over you, and you're going to get me that treat.
Mm-hmm.
My advice, step over the child. There's a temptation to step on that little sucker, and that's illegal. Don't do that. But mm-hmm. watch what happens when you step over a child. He'll run after you, throw himself down in front of you a second time,
mm-hmm.
and what he's functionally saying is exactly what St. Paul railed about, and that is, hey, kid, you are not in authority over your parent. You need to honor your parent.
Exactly.
And that doesn't happen much in our country today, Bill.
No, it doesn't, especially as you say, kids have been empowered with certain laws today and has given them an inordinate amount of disruptive authority issues or at least the elements that they can utilize, which doesn't help the cause because, and this is what I think that, you know, this has to be, if anything takes a village, it might be the idea that we understand what are the basic principles in raising a child that other people would like to be around.
Yeah. I think it takes a village to keep an eye on Bill, but that's a whole other story.
Yes, it does.
That'd be Bill Clinton, by the way.
Yes, right. Okay, well, thank you. But even me, too. But, you know, by the grace of God, we've been able to get through this. And what you have to offer here is very practical. And we've got more from Dr. Kevin Lehman. So stay with us, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from
anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Dr. Kevin Lehman continues. We're talking about his new book, which is an updated book. It was first released in 1984. It sold more than a million copies, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours. Kevin, let me ask you, why do you believe parents struggle with making their kids mind?
Well, I think they try to micromanage them. One of my points in my book is, hey, don't always be asking your kids questions. And this is interesting because I think husbands and children have a lot in common. Husbands hate questions from their wives. Not many of us are brave enough to say that, at least publicly. And we hate the why word. Well, a kid comes home from school. How was your day today at school, honey? Fine. What'd you do in school today? Nothing. And then your kid goes to his bedroom, closes the door, takes out his cell phone that you gave to him in fourth grade, shame on you, parent, and texts his buddies like a woodpecker that's got ADHD and systematically shuts you out of his life.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is let that relationship flow. Don't always be setting kids up for questioning. Again, us adults don't like it. Why do kids love it? Mm-hmm. You know, that they won't. So if you want a relationship with your kid, well, here's another one. Kid gets in the car and turns the music up loud. What do most parents say? Turn that down. I can hardly hear myself think. My advice, I'd say to the kid, hey, turn that up. Mm-hmm. And the kid looks at you like, what? I mean, he can hardly hear because he knows it's loud. Turn it up. Man, that's got a great beat to it. Man, you must love that group. Did you have a CD on that group? I'd love to put it in Mom's car and see what she thinks of it.
Yes.
In other words, you have a choice, parent, today to enter your kid's world or not. So if you want to reach your kid, you got to get into their head. And by the way, all of you parents who are so changed by the grace of God, who is going to make the decision in your kid's life to follow Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Are you going to make that decision too?
Mm-hmm.
So I think when parents think it through, they say, you know, there is something to this, let the reality of the situation be the teacher to a child. Kid that doesn't get up in the morning for school. I mean, Mom, how do you feel after you've yelled at your kids for 27 minutes and they fly out the door without breakfast and half-dressed to hop on the school bus? Do you feel good about yourself? Well, the Lehman method would be, you know what, without warning, warnings are disrespectful acts, Bill, let them sleep in, let them be late. And, you know, in some school systems, kids can get contraceptives without your permission. The irony is, if they're late for school, they need a note. Well, let me help you write the note, Mom. Dear school, dear teacher, dear administrator, my son has absolutely no reason to be late for day to school. He stayed up way too late last night and didn't get himself up. Feel free to do it with the kids who are legally tardy. Love, Mom. And you put the tennis ball of life back in their court, and it doesn't happen in our homes.
Right, right. Yeah, it doesn't happen more than once probably after that, because they will get the immediate result and consequence of their choice that they made. Dr. Lehman, let me ask you, why do children most often act out?
Well, most kids are attention getters. And I think this is what parents, it's a good question, by the way. Most kids, all kids are attention getters. The question is, does a kid get attention in a positive way or a negative way?
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't get attention in a positive way, he's obviously going to continue to get attention in a negative way. But then he becomes powerful. And the power-driven kid, he's the kid that, Bill, if you said, hey, the sky's blue, they're going to tell you it's aqua.
Yes.
This is the kid that's got to have the last word on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my advice to women who are married and your husband, I mean, are we husbands capable of saying something really stupid, dumb as mud, as I like to say, yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And when a husband says something really stupid, my advice to women is look at him and say, wow, wow, fascinating. You could be thinking you're an idiot.
Yeah, right.
But don't say it.
Yeah,
but
the same thing is, you don't have to point out the obvious, right?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, exactly. Sometimes the kids, though, see, they'll throw things out for us just for us to make fools of ourselves. And I'm just saying, a kid throws something out at you, a curveball, say, wow, honey, interesting thought. You know, I'd like to give that some more consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, I want to go to a rock concert 45 miles away. He's 16 years old. He wants to drive with other kids. Most parents aren't going to let the kid go.
Sure.
But my response would be, wow, that must be some group for you to spend that kind of money and drive that far. Hey, tell me more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I saying to let the kid go? No, in fact, my bottom line is he's not going.
Right.
But I'm going to hear him out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to feel respected by me.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, that is staying engaged in the relationship at their particular level. Of all the advice that you offer in making children mind without losing yours, Kevin, what's the number one strategy that we should hold to?
Well, that's tough to pin it down to one, but I would say to make sure that your words match your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Give kids choices, but hold those little suckers accountable. And check this out, parents. A child, well, sometimes children deserve to be unhappy, okay? An unhappy child is a healthy child. Let's look at it that way. There's times your son or daughter has to be just downright miserable. Why? Because they disobeyed you, they talked back to you, they ragged on their sister or their brother. So don't get caught up in all the drama of the kids feel bad. That's part of the healing process. That's part of growing up. That's part of learning how to be a good citizen, is to realize you're not the center of the universe. And today, parents bring kids up to feel like they're the center of the universe. If that's true, somebody pony up and tell me, where's the room for Almighty God in a kid's life?
Exactly.
And there's none. Yeah. I can answer that question. I'm not that smart.
No, it's it does reduce itself to its lowest common denominator, without a doubt. Kevin, I'm sure you hear this from parents who say, gosh, I wish that I had your book, 10 years ago. You know, my son, my daughter, they're in their teenage years. How can I get control and regain control and help this kid be all that God has intended him to be? Because I haven't done a great job in parenting this wild one.
Well, sometimes an apology starts, but I think I'll throw you a curveball with my answer.
Mm-hmm.
My answer is toilet paper.
Mm.
Toilet paper. So. Your kid's 14 years old. I would get 18 jointed toilet papers. I prefer 2-ply.
Mm-hmm.
And right before his eyes, I'd sit him down and say, hey, listen, I just need a couple minutes of your time. And I would peel those off one at a time for dramatic sake, leaving you with 4 jointed pieces of toilet paper. I'd say, honey, you know what? You got 4 more years in this prison. And you made it very clear that you don't like living here. You don't like our rules. You don't like this. You know what? I got to tell you, I think I've overdone it. But I pledge to you to be much more respectful to you, to listen to you. But I want you to look at these sheets of paper, because in 4 years, you're going to leave the nest and you're going to go out and you're going to cut your path in life.
Hmm.
And I want you to be everything that God would have you to be. But, you know, I can't make you be what I think you ought to be. That's a decision you're going to have to make. So it's sort of a coming together that says, listen, here's my apology. I've done a lot of things wrong. I pledge to do a better job, but I expect more of you, and you got 4 more years in this home.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's a point of reckoning, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I've said to my children, I think we live life, God has designed us to live life in like 5-year increments, that we're to learn something in each 5-year period. And if we don't, it carries on to the next. And it seems like if we don't learn it in the first 5 years, it's much more difficult in the next 5 years. I don't know how I've been able to see this, but this has been my observation. Does that have any validity in your world?
Well, it absolutely, you know, I'm a shrink. You know, someone once said if you took all the psychologists there were in the world and laid them end on end around the entire globe, it'd be a pretty good idea just to leave them there. But, you know, what I've learned is, and one of the few things you'll get shrinks to agree on, is the first 5-6 years of life are just fundamentally important. The foundation gets laid. You know, train up a child in the way he should go. Well, train up. Do most of us train up children? No, we train down children.
Yeah.
I listen to their conversations before they go in Safeway supermarket or Kroger's. All right, listen up. No running around, no fooling around. Don't ask for anything, because the answer is no. I got to run in here and get something. Your father's going to be home in a few minutes. We got to get going. Well, is that training up or training down? I think it's training down in the way he should go. Doesn't mean the way you think he should go, parents. It speaks to how God would make you go, how God would have your kid go. I mean, I'm the guy that wrote the birth order book. I'm here to tell you, firstborns turn left, secondborns turn right, or vice versa.
Right.
These little cubs that come out of the den are all different.
Without a doubt. Well, Dr. Kevin Lehman has been with us. His book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, the book available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website. Dr. Lehman, where can the folks go for more information?
Well, you can go to birthorderguy.com, birthorderguy.com. We have podcasts on it. They've been downloaded by 3 million downloads, they tell me.
Wow, that's great.
So they've been very popular, fun, as interactive, birthorderguy.com. And people can go to drlehman.com. Mm-hmm. You just got to spell it right. There's no H.
Yes.
L-E-M-A-N. We're poor Irishmen.
Well, Dr. Lehman, appreciate you being on with us. And congratulations on the book, and thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. I've enjoyed talking to you, Bill. Let's do it again.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.